Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. We're so glad you joined us today. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is An English Visitor. An English Visitor.So, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday we met Edgar. Edgar is from England, and he told us all about English culture and the Queen.
Wow, yes, I love England. This is so interesting. I'm glad we're talking about it today, too. Well, first, let's practice our reading. Here's Marie to help us out.
Taylor and Susie like English accents.English people pronounce their words differently. Some English accents are difficult to understand. Susie went to London for the 2012 Olympic Games. It was wonderful. She saw some of the track and field events. The athletes were very fit and strong. Susie experienced a lot of English culture in London.She enjoyed some traditional English meals, and she really liked afternoon tea.
We had a guest from England yesterday, and now everyone is talking about England and English accents.
Well, I can see why. It was a very important country in history. They have a very important culture, too.
But most people just talk about their accents.Americans and English people have different accents. They speak differently.
That's right. Well, I'm excited to talk more about this topic. But first, let's go to Jack for our keywords.
Hello. 我们今天讲到英国人的口音 accent. Taylor 和 Susie 两个人都很喜欢英国口音。They like English accents. 英国人的发音不太一样。发音就是 pronounce. English people pronounce their words differently. 有些英国人的口音真的很难听懂。It's hard to understand them. 动词 understand 就是明白、理解。Susie 曾在2012年去伦敦参观过奥运会，她觉得那是很棒的经验。她说 That was wonderful. 形容词 wonderful.就是精彩的、极好的。他看到很多运动员，他们都非常的健美强壮。The athletes were very fit and strong. 运动员就是 athlete. Susie 还说，他在伦敦的时候吃了一些传统的英国食物。She had some traditional English meals. 名词 a meal 就是一餐饭。
Rob interviewed an English visitor yesterday.
Yes, I met him in the afternoon. He has a nice accent.
I like the way English people pronounce their words.
Me too. Although some English accents are difficult to understand.
Have you ever been to England?
Yes, I went there a few years ago.
You did?Please tell me about your trip, Susie.
Rob interviewed an English visitor yesterday. His name is Edgar, and now our friends at the studio are talking about him and all things English.
Susie met him in the afternoon. She thinks he has a nice accent. What is an accent, Peter?
Oh, that's the way we speak. We might say the same words or mean the same thing, but we say it in a different way. Didn't Edgar sound like he had a different accent from us?
Yes, he did. But some people in America say that I have an accent too, since I'm from New Jersey, but I don't think I have one.
Oh, really? Well, we'll see about that.I'll read this note and then you can try it.
Okay.
I love coffee and talking with my friends by the shore. I'll walk my dog, too. Maybe go to a museum. All right, you try.
All right, it's my turn. Okay. I love coffee and talking with friends by the shore. I'll walk my dog, too. Maybe go to a museum.
Wow, I have no idea what you said, but I think we said the same thing. Wow, so you have a nice accent, and Taylor likes Edgar's English accent. And I like the way Jack explains things. Let's go to him right now.
Taylor 说很喜欢英国人发音的方式。 I like the way English people pronounce their words. 这个句型很好用。 I like the way. 比如, I like the way you smile. 我喜欢你微笑的方式。以这个句子为例呢, 句尾的 you smile 是形容词子句, 用来修饰 the way. 所以 the way you smile 就是你微笑的方式。再看一个句子。 I like the way they work together. 这时候, they work together 就是形容词子句修饰 the way, 表示我喜欢他们通力合作的方式。
Thank you very much, Jack. Well, the English accent is nice, but sometimes I can't understand what they are saying. You need to pronounce your words, even though they are speaking the same language as us.
That's right. And Susie says some English accents are difficult to understand. I agree.
When you don't hear someone or you don't know what they are saying, you can say, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
And we also learned that Susie went to England. She went there a few years ago.
Wow, well, let's learn more about her trip. Here's conversation B.
Well, I went to London for the 2012 Olympic Games.
Susie, that's amazing!
It was wonderful!
What was the most exciting Olympic event you saw?
I loved the traditional track and field events. Those athletes were so fit and strong.
I watched the 2016 Summer Olympics back in August. The tennis events are always my favorite.
We are hearing about Susie's trip. She went there in 2012. Now let's talk about the date first. We say the date two ways in English. 2012 or 2012. You might hear both.
Yeah, that's right. But 2012 is a better way to say it, especially if you are an English student. So, why was Susie in England in 2012?
She went to London for the 2012 Olympic Games.
That's right. The Olympic Games were there. How special. The Olympics are in different places every time. The Summer Olympics are every 4 years. This time, they're in Rio de Janeiro. They just happened. And next time, they will be in Japan.
Oh, Rio de Janeiro? I watched the 2016 Summer Olympics back in August. They were amazing. Let's go to Jack for more about this sentence.
Taylor 说他八月的时候看了2016的夏季奥运。 I watched the 2016 Summer Olympics back in August. 你有没有注意到他说到八月的时候用的是 back in August. Back 在这里是副词，用来表达追溯到以前的意思。当然呢，这个句子如果你只说 in August 也是可以的，但是用了 back in August 会让听的人知道你是在讲述过去的事。我们来看看例句。The house was built back in 1857. 房子是1857年那时候建的。We were best friends back in high school. 我们在高中时期是最好的朋友。所以呢，下一次你如果要讲述一件过去的事，可以试试看用把 back 加进去哦。
Thanks, Jack. That was very helpful. So, Taylor asks Susie more about when she went to the Olympics.
Yes, she does. She asks, what was the most exciting Olympic event you saw? And she loved the traditional track and field events.
Well, I used to do track and field in school. These events are mostly having to do with running races, jumping, and throwing. Now, I would run the 800 meters race.
Wow, Peter, that's amazing.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have to do it anymore. That was tiring. Whew.
Well, these events are called traditional by Susie because they are events that have always been part of the Olympics.
I love the Olympics. They are wonderful.
It was a lot of fun to watch the Olympics. It was wonderful. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
那很棒。
I went to a wedding yesterday.
Oh? So how was it?
It was wonderful.
How was the music?
It was wonderful.
How was the food?
It was wonderful. Everything was wonderful.
Oh? Whose wedding was it?
I don't know. I just saw a wedding, so I went.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
那很棒。
Watching athletes at the Olympics is always amazing. Athletes train very hard for their events, and friends, you are trying very hard too. Well, right now, we need to take a break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away! Friends, welcome back from the break. You know, we're talking about accents, Marie, and it was fun to hear your New Jersey accent today. Do you think I have an accent?
Well, actually, Peter, I don't think you have an accent because when I watch TV, they talk similar to you.
Okay, well, thank you. Was there one word that it took you a while to learn how to say?
Actually, the word museum took me about a week to learn.
Yeah, in New Jersey, they say it a little differently. Well, friends, let's get back to our conversation about England. Here's conversation C.
I also experienced a lot of English culture in London.
Like what?
Well, I enjoyed some traditional English meals.
What do English people eat?
Many different foods. I really liked fish and chips. I also had afternoon tea.
I've heard of that. That's tea with snacks and cakes, right?
Yes. Maybe we should have afternoon tea later today.
Susie experienced a lot of English culture in London. Experience. This is a big word. Let's talk about it.
Well, when I watch a movie at home or watch a movie in the theater, I experience two different things. At home, I do not experience the big crowd and screen from the theater.
But at home, you can experience the comfort of your living room. And when you go to different countries, you can experience a different culture.
And there is a lot of culture in London. Actually, there are many different cultures there. People from many different countries who speak different languages live in London.
I remember going there, and you can get really good Indian food in London. I remember it tasting delicious.
That's great. But what about traditional English meals? What do English people really eat?
Well, they eat many foods. Baked chicken and mashed potatoes, eggs, toast, sausage, and beans for breakfast.
And don't forget the fish and chips. These all sound very delicious.
Yes, they do. Well, now that you mention chips, this is an interesting word to talk about, because in England and America, we mean different things.
Ah, chips. Those are like potato chips, right?
Well, for someone in England, chips are what we call French fries.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Then what do they call potato chips?
So they call potato chips crisps. So even though we both speak English, sometimes I feel like we are speaking two different languages.
So what's the last English meal that we talk about today? Well, it's called afternoon tea. We have talked a little bit about this before.
It's not so much a meal like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and it's actually between lunch and dinner. Usually people have tea and cakes.
That's right. How interesting. Well, friends, right now we need to go over our keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Accent. Accent. Can you hear his accent?
Pronounce. Pronounce. How do you pronounce your name?
Understand. Understand. I don't understand this book.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What a party. The food was wonderful.
Athlete. Athlete. The athletes trained for the big race.
Meal. Meal. I try to eat 3 meals every day. Friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Rob interviewed an English visitor yesterday.
Yes, I met him in the afternoon. He has a nice accent.
I like the way English people pronounce their words.
Me too. Although some English accents are difficult to understand.
Have you ever been to England?
Yes, I went there a few years ago.
You did? Please tell me about your trip, Susie.
Well, I went to London for the 2012 Olympic Games.
Susie, that's amazing!
It was wonderful.
What was the most exciting Olympic event you saw?
I loved the traditional track and field events. Those athletes were so fit and strong.
I watched the 2016 Summer Olympics back in August. The tennis events are always my favorite.
I also experienced a lot of English culture in London.
Like what?
Well, I enjoyed some traditional English meals.
What do English people eat?
Many different foods. I really liked fish and chips. I also had afternoon tea.
I've heard of that. That's tea with snacks and cakes, right?
Yes. Maybe we should have afternoon tea later today.
I like the Queen.
I can't believe it. We just had tea with the Queen.
Yeah, she's a really nice lady, but she talks funny.
She talks funny? What do you mean?
She pronounces her words wrong.
Oh, well, Ginger, that's because the Queen has an English accent. She pronounces things differently.
Well, I don't know what she said.
Well, understanding someone with an accent can be difficult.
Yeah. Do I have an accent, Monkey Man?
I would say yes.
Hey, that's my monkey accent.
I know.
The queen should practice that.
Hello there. Do you mind if I sit down?
No, it's all right.
Thank you. So, hey, do you come to this park often?
Yes, I like to read here. And it's fun watching the dogs run around.
Yeah. You know, I brought my dog today.
Is that your dog?
Huh?
Over there. That's your dog, right?
A super sentence! Oh, how wonderful!
Super sentence, man!
Yes, yes, it is I. You said a super sentence. The sentence is, that's, or that is something, right? And you said, that's your dog, right?
Yes, I did.
Great. Do you know any other ways to use this super sentence?
Sure. Super sentence, man, that is your real name, right?
That is my real name, right? It's the name my mother gave me. And that was a super sentence. What about you, sir? Do you have a super sentence for me?
Oh, I've got a super sentence for you. Those are fake muscles, right?
No. They're real muscles. And that was not a super sentence. You said those are fake muscles. The super sentence is that is, or that's. Got it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a fake muscle, right?
That is a super sentence. A super sentence every day will make your English great. Whoa, what is that dog doing?
That's your dog, right?
Oh, my dog is so cute. Oh, hey, what is my dog doing?
You can't let your dog do that here at the park.
Did you bring a newspaper or maybe a little baggie?
Oh, I forgot. Hey, I need to borrow this magazine.
Hey!
Tootsie!
That's my favorite magazine!
I'll bring it right back!
What? No!
So, Marie, if you went back to England one more time, what would you do?
Oh, the one thing I would love to do is try fish and chips. When I went there, I didn't have time to try it, but next time I will.
That's great. I would visit my friend in Dorset. I look forward to that day. Well, friends, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.